I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So, as along with everything else, there's a whole bunch of animal bills.
Yes, there are. It's an exceptional session for, I think, animal bills. And let's just talk about a few of them. Representative Ezell, who lives in Roswell, has a control feral hogs bill, which says that you can't transport, breed, or do any commercial operation with feral hogs. I don't know where that's coming from, but obviously it's important to the people in the eastern part of the state.
There must be a feral hog problem.
There must be.
I don't know. Sounds like a pork bill to me.
Oh, Robert, he's still here.
Okay.
All right.
Well, now, they're changing, at least there's a bill in to propose to change the elk hunting in the Valle Calderas, which would, I guess, allow more auctions for those permits to hunt elk. And it used to be that 78% of those had to go to New Mexicans, but they're changing that. They must need some more revenue there. But we also have a lot of dog and cat animal bills.
I hope there's no more leash laws.
No, I haven't seen one of those yet. There is a bill to clarify that it would be a fourth-degree felony to intentionally or maliciously starve or dehydrate an animal to death. That seems rather gruesome and should be a felony.
Right.
There's another bill that says a person can be guilty of animal cruelty if they're acting with intention and negligence. So that just raises that bar for people who are abusing their animals or neglecting them. Now, there are several shelter bills. There must be some problem with euthanizing animals with carbon dioxide because there's a bill, I think it's rather slow and painful maybe, and there's a bill to end that practice. Then there's another bill in shelters that would allow what's called a euthanasia technician, who is not a vet, to be able to administer those drugs that euthanize animals.
Okay.
But probably one of the most interesting ones is the Dangerous Dog Act.
Yes, I'm very worried about this bill. Seriously.
which automatically says in this proposed statute that pit bulls and Rottweilers are dangerous dogs.
Are Dobermans included in that?
No, just pit bulls and Rottweilers. I don't know how Rottweilers got in there. But what this does, it amends an existing law, because we already have a Dangerous Dog Act, but it creates two levels of dangerous dog. The real dangerous dog who's already done something to somebody, and then the potentially dangerous dog, which would be one of those pit bulls or Rottweilers or other dog that's exhibited dangerous behavior, I suppose.
And so just by breed?
Yeah.
So if you have a pit bull... How is that not racism?
Dog racism. I don't know, but you would have to, if you have a pit bull or a Rottweiler, you would have to register them under this bill and maintain $25,000 worth of liability insurance.
What if you had a mix? You're half pit bull, half Chihuahua.
I don't know about that.
Because we're not even sure there are any pure breed dogs in the entire state of New Mexico.
That's right, especially here in Santa Fe and Española.
Well, have people been, because I heard about that bill, and I think a lot of animal people are objecting to it.
Yeah, I don't even think it's had a hearing yet, but people are, I know the animal protection people are watching that, and so there'll be a lot of discussion around that. We've tried to do those before with pit bulls, and it hasn't passed.
Well, Linda Siegel, thank you for informing us about all the animal bills. And Linda Siegel is with us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday doing the legislative update on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe right before the top of the hour. Robert Knott?
Well, yeah, Linda, is the session going to be extended?
Well, the governor has called for a special session in April or May once we know what the federal appropriation is going to be to to New Mexico. So they'll probably adjourn on the regular date, March 21st, and then come back. Oh, goody.
It will be something that we have to talk about in future days, Linda, is
yes.
the effect of the stimulus package on the New Mexico budget.
Right. And since we don't know what the stimulus package is yet, we'll have to see.
More stimulation in our future. Linda, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org by email, or leave a message at 428-1528. But email really is better because I don't always check that message machine. But you can leave a message if you don't have email. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Yeah,
Robert
nice.
Knott, have a wonderful weekend.
You too, and I'll see you around. We'll have a world that swings.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, and happy Friday the
13th. Whole world is my Valentine and yours, Robert Knott, I suspect.
Not bad for a second banana, huh? You ought to see the first one.
Broadcast.
I've got a world that
including my three
that.
Little dogs, who are all banana-eating dogs. Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte, Robert Knott, and everybody, the BBC News, KSFR's Dal Dierman, all our wonderful engineering staff. It's all here on Santa Fe's great public radio station, KSFR.
I'll see you next Friday.
Hasta la vista.
And?
Ciao.